live from our living room, it's From Long Distance to Marriage with Andrea and Rich. We're a once long-distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and made it through to marriage.
We talk long-distance, marriage, and relationships.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 13 of From Long Distance to Marriage. Pretty exciting day. Our podcast is officially a teenager. Don't know if that has to do with anything, but popped in my head. So today, we're just 2 days away from Christmas. So we wanted to focus on something that probably a lot of people are going through at the moment. If you have recently closed the distance, or within the past year, one of you may be in the situation that for the first time you're spending Christmas, New Year's, away from your family. And for the first time, even though you're really, really excited to be with your new partner, that can be a hard thing to go through and been very, very different. I mean, do you remember my first Christmas here very well?
Well, yeah, but I feel like it was good spirits.
It was. I think it was a tricky time. We were still living with your family, but you guys made a really good effort to kind of
just
make it.
Just when you just come over to visit.
Oh, sorry. No, I mean like the first time I moved, like when I moved here.
Oh, no, I don't remember that one very well.
Okay. Well, we were living with your mom and your stepdad.
Well, I remember that, but I don't remember.
Well, I remember being a little bit worried. I think one of the things that can scare people is, you know, different families, even when you're celebrating the same holidays, can have different traditions and celebrate in different ways. And that can make it feel less festive, less special to you when you're kind of adjusting to not having those things you were used to growing up with. I think that's really, really natural. I think even couples who don't have to move far to be together might have a little period of they figure out, oh, whose family do we do what with and this and that.
Someone mentioned at work yesterday, and I haven't noticed it, they said Americans don't have crackers. Is that true?
I think they exist. Like, my mom knows when I've mentioned them before, but I never saw them. I never had them growing up.
I don't remember whether they were there or not when I've been out there.
Well, we never had them, like, with my family. I mean, I don't know if it's, like, an older fashion.
And then, so we have crackers.
Maybe say what crackers are.
Crackers are basically tiny little explosives inside
okay,
a toilet roll tube.
Okay, when you say tiny little explosive, okay,
wrapped in paper.
They're basically a small cardboard tube, like decorated to look Christmassy. And there is like a small bit of like gunpowder, like what you'd have in a cap gun as a kid.
So basically everything I just said was true.
You made it sound way more exciting than
I said
it is.
It's a tiny bit of explosives inside a toilet roll tube wrapped in like paper. And then in there, there's a little Christmas hat and a shitty joke.
We say Christmas hat, it's a shitty paper crown.
Yeah. So we have those. We also have pigs in blankets.
Okay, you're just talking about what you like about Christmas. This is not the episode.
No, I'm talking about the difference in traditions.
Yeah, but you haven't had to leave these things. You still get these things.
But for you, these are things you've acquired.
Yeah, but that's you've just hijacked the episode completely.
No, you said how, you know, you do things differently to how you were grown up. And you have sort of different cultural approaches to Christmas. So for you, Christmas is, you like, you're getting new good things here. Like pigs in blankets.
I'm sorry, do you know what this episode's about?
Yeah, about Christmas.
No, we just talked about this.
It's about Christmas.
It's about the emotions that you're going through.
I'm just saying, when you get these new little things that you haven't had before, they help take the pressure off.
Oh yes, because pork wrapped in pork takes away the misery
of
missing your family.
It's amazing. Why don't you tell people who don't understand what English pigs in blankets
I think we've
like.
Done this before in the traditions episode.
Not everyone's heard every episode.
Pigs in blankets are very good. They're like sausages wrapped in bacon. And
they're not
cooked.
Like sausages wrapped in bacon. They are sausages wrapped in bacon.
Like, okay, yeah, they're really, really good. But I don't know. I just don't know what you think is happening right now. We're having an episode to help people who are away from their families for the holidays the
I know,
first time
I'm just
because
saying
they've
appreciate
moved
the differences.
You had doing this English thing where you think everything's better that you
not
do.
Everything's better. We didn't have harmony.
More food, God's sake.
What else is there?
Everything.
Well, come on, we've got Christmassy weather that you guys don't have.
Christmas Eve weather.
Christmassy weather.
We only have weather on Christmas Eve. Right, I don't even know what to do.
Christmas is different in different countries.
Yeah, yes, thank you. I think people might know that.
Yeah, I'm just saying embrace it.
Yeah, but I still don't think you get the point of what we're trying to achieve
here.
Yeah,
it's very emotional, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to mess you up in a little bit. You have no idea, bruv. Okay. Let's rewind. What? That was me rewinding.
Yeah.
Do you recall that first Christmas, anything you tried to do to make things a bit better for me or how I maybe said I was feeling?
No.
We do prep for these episodes, people. I just have an alarmingly ADD husband tonight.
I don't remember that Christmas. I remember the first Christmas.
What, when I came to visit?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
And I remember Christmas in America. I don't remember that. We've had a lot of Christmases together now. Yeah,
but maybe it's, I guess, it's more etched in my memory because it was my first Christmas away from my family, like, properly. Obviously, I wasn't here the Christmas before, because I came to spend it with you, but I didn't know that that was, like, my last Christmas with my family, basically, just on the way things worked out. So, Christmas Eve isn't as big of a deal in England, especially with Bridget's family. Like, it's just a day to kind of get ready for the next day. But my family, I think if you listen to the Traditions episode, you'll know that my family, Christmas Eve was just as big of a deal as Christmas Day. We did presents with the, you know, family and a big dinner. Not necessarily the traditional Christmas dinner, but a nice big dinner. And then not only Christmas Day, we were the other side, my dad's side of the family, and did, you know, the big Christmas Day dinner and you know, kind of presents with cousins and grandparents and that kind of thing. Whereas here, like I said, Christmas Eve isn't that big of a deal. Christmas Day is the big deal. I was working for a pub, at a pub at the time, and I had to work Christmas Eve during the day. And the house was a bit of a wreck because we just moved in, all four of us, your dad, your mom and stepdad, and then us. And yeah, I just felt like it didn't feel very Christmassy. It was my first Christmas away. The house was kind of chaos. You know, the tree and the decorations and all that stuff was up, but I just was kind of like, oh, whatever. But I got home from work, and you and your mom had worked all day to get the house feeling really tidy and Christmassy, because my mom always made sure the house was...
Well, we normally did too.
Yeah, I guess it was just an odd year.
Christmas Eve was always tidy in the house.
Yeah, but things had just been a bit chaotic because we had just moved, so the house was a bit topsy-turvy. So you guys just made a really nice evening. I don't remember if we watched a film or anything, but we got, like, Chinese takeaway, which was perfect for me. But I guess that was a hard Christmas for me. I knew that my mom and dad would be, like, going to my sister's house and my brother would be there and all of our friends and family would be there. But in the run up to the Christmas season, I knew that my parents were decorating their house just for the two of them. You know, I wasn't there. I lived at home until I moved here. And my parents and I lived in a different town in a different state from where the rest of my, you know, my siblings and the rest of our family lived. So I just remember having these vivid images of, like, my parents decorating this big empty house for nobody. And that was hard. You know, that was upsetting for me. You know, I felt like I'd left them and it wasn't going to be very festive for them. I knew that over the actual Christmas period, they'd be with the rest of the family. But that was just something I remember really being in my mind. And, I mean, that's something I still think about. Not necessarily the Christmas aspect, but just them being alone there. But... yeah, I mean, there was a lot of emotions around it, and, you know, at that point, I didn't know when we would be home again. We hoped to be home for the next Christmas, but it can be a lonely time, and I think any time you marry into a family, whether you're long distance or not, you do feel kind of like that little puzzle piece. It doesn't quite fit, picture looks right, but this, not everything slots into place. You know, you are someone who was an outsider who's hopefully been, you know, welcomed really warmly in the way that, you know, I was lucky enough to be welcomed like that. But you can feel a little bit like a, what's that? Is it square peg, round hole, round peg? Yeah, that thing. I don't know, you can just feel about a place and not really know where you fit in that tradition or what role you play in those holidays. You know, someone's always cooking, someone's decorating, someone's cleaning, someone's playing Santa, you know. You don't really know where you fit in, and that can be a bit awkward. I definitely felt that. I didn't really know what my place was in all of that. That might sound silly to think about what your role is in Christmas, but it is something that most families have some sort of a structure to the holidays. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that might be something that you're feeling, and also just missing your family. Christmas and New Year's is such a lovely time to – that's one of the best things, just everyone being together. And suddenly you're not part of that. So it is a big, big thing to deal with. And I think that's completely natural. And you have to acknowledge those feelings and work through them. And hopefully your partner will be able to help you through that. I mean, do you have any sort of advice or tips maybe for a partner? You know, kind of maybe the things that you've tried to do with me. Like, you know, I get, even still, I get homesick over certain holidays and things. What do you try and...
just be mindful, I think, really.
You try and compensate sometimes in what you buy me, I think.
Yeah, you always tend to do quite well out of me.
I do. I get some really Christmas nice presents from you.
I like to surprise you.
But with my present, or...
Yeah, I like to keep you guessing. I think it's just nice to do nice things as well.
Like thoughtful things?
Yeah, if it's not me specifically doing it for you, we'll try and break up the routine. You know, you said we'll get a Chinese takeaway, or we try and just do something to make it feel a bit festive and a bit fun, not just like a normal evening.
Oh, yeah.
Or a normal day or whatever. We try and... It's like, yeah, as far as Christmas Eve goes, it's let's have a relaxing evening, let's get a takeaway, let's watch a film, let's just... have a nice evening. You know, not being frantic. Christmas Day is always cheap because you're normally always with family to some degree. So then you're busy. Later you get a nice present from me, but just be mindful of it, I guess, really. And I think it's going to change partner to partner. Like, everyone's going to need something. Some people will need complete distraction. Some people will need to be reflective. You just need to know who you're with. And if you don't know, ask them. Just pay attention. I just paid attention to sort of your little clues. And
yeah, I mean, something that your family did that I really liked. I mean, this was more probably the Christmas that I came to visit, so not the year that I had moved. But your stepdad really made sure to ask me, you know, are there any foods that your family makes at Christmas that you'd really like us to have? And I said, I just want mashed potatoes.
Yeah, he made an effort, not just at Christmas. He really tried to sort of...
In general, when Yeah, he was very sweet.
Like, take things on board.
Foods that I liked and stuff like that, yeah. And that might be something. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, from someone who may be, like, a cultural background, like, difference. Like, obviously, our families, okay, I grew up in America and you grew up in England, but we're both culturally very similar. You know, the meals are quite similar in terms of what the English dinner is and the American dinners. Obviously, there's a few differences and things like that, but... the bulk of it's very similar. But I think, like, I'm thinking of, for instance, like, maybe someone who is from a Mexican background. Like, one of the biggest things for Christmas Eve with Mexican families or Mexican culture is to make tamales.
Yeah, I think if you're moving cultures...
that would be really hard. Like, I don't know, maybe you would take the opportunity to teach your new family or your partner's family how to make those things and introduce them to those cultures. Yeah, sort of,
you know, unite and bridge the gap.
Yeah. And spread it.
But even then, if you end up bridging that gap and spreading, then both of you are changing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's compromise.
It's but they say about compromise that no one wins. Like, both people do things they want to do. So, like.
I don't always. Well, we're going to have an episode about compromises because I don't think that's necessarily always true. But okay, sorry.
Well, it normally is, isn't it? Because person A wants their Christmas, person B wants their Christmas, and then the compromise is they both give a bit of their Christmas.
Yeah, but sometimes you might be able to find something better.
Yeah. I'm just saying that, like, it's tough because one new person enters their life and everyone's situation changes.
A little bit, yeah.
But yeah, it must be really hard if there's two cultures that are, where it's so different. I mean, even if it's more than my dad's situation. So my stepmom's Jewish and we're not Jewish. So Christmas is very different for him now. They do have a tree, but pork's not allowed in the house, so he doesn't get the pigs in blankets, doesn't get sausage rolls.
Or ham.
I don't think they do Christmas presents.
They don't do maybe a couple big of small scale gifts. Christmas presents. I think they're doing more and more now that they've been together longer.
He still celebrates Christmas to the extent that we celebrate Christmas with him.
Yeah.
We do presents and cards and that. But the household, he doesn't have big Christmas anymore.
No. They have a nice day, but it's not the same. So
when you've got sort of religious or cultural differences to the point that it's not even celebrated at all.
Yeah, and I think this is where our first real tip comes in, is make your own traditions. You know, talk to each other about your favourite aspects of...
But then what do you do if, say, you've got two different religions? The tradition's going to be potentially no celebration for that holiday.
Well, you'd have to find out a way to make it special so that both of you feel like you're being
respected. Yeah, so you end up making a new tradition, but it could mean that you're not celebrating Christmas anymore.
I don't think anyone should have to give up Christmas. Your dad didn't have to give it up. It's different, but he doesn't have to give it up.
Yeah, but he, you know, as much as his wife's Jewish, they're not like Orthodox Jews. It's a very relaxed, you know, they live in England. I'm talking about if you're moving countries culturally, you know, you're completely changing culture.
I think that, I mean, the religion thing, culture is one thing, but religion is something very different. And I think that's part of a different conversation that you have to have and know that you're going to be able to be in a relationship. Because, I mean, the holidays are the least of it if you've got a big difference in religion.
Yeah.
So I think what we're trying to look, I think that's a valid point, but I think what we're looking at is more people who celebrate the same holidays, but do it in a different way and dealing with, you know, being away from your family for the first time. Religion is a very good point, but I think it's probably...
I think as far as being away for the first time, I mean, it's easy for me to say I didn't do it, but I think it's good if you can just sort of just try and be absorbed in that moment.
Yeah, I think be absorbed in, yeah, having your first Christmas living with your partner. And we did. It was really exciting for us. It was our first Christmas together. We went up a couple weeks before Christmas to London, and we saw like a West End musical. We saw Chicago. We
stayed not a West End musical. It was a West End.
I said West End.
Did you sound like West End?
No, West End. Still getting over this cold, so things are a bit slurry. Apologies.
The West End, people who don't know, is like Broadway.
I think we've talked about that before.
I don't know if we have, but people haven't listened to anything.
It's true, yeah. I hate feeling like I'm repeating myself annoyingly.
But the other thing to do is, we always talk about how technology and everything's moved on now. You can still talk to your family back home on Christmas Day. It's not the same, but
you can
feel a little bit part of it.
I do that. I mean, I shut myself in a room away from all of your family, and you usually nip in for a few minutes to say hello, but I FaceTime with my family. Luckily for me, most of my family's all in the same place. Mostly everyone like goes to my sister's house, which is where, well, by the time you hear this, we will be there, but that's where we're going soon.
Yes, we've recorded these in advance of the holiday.
Yes, we have, because...
We're not going to be recording shit out.
No, we'll be sharing lots, we're not going to be recording. Anyway, so like, yeah, I always just make an effort, and I schedule it ahead of my family, because... For instance, my family, they'll go to church at some point on Christmas. They might have people around at some point and not the other. So I always try and work out the day before, a couple of days before, what time's good for you, what time's good for us. And I shut myself away from Rich's family, and I talk to my family and, you know, ask if they have open presents and tell them what we've been up to. And, you know, it's not long, you know, everyone's got stuff to get up to on Christmas, but... it's enough time to feel like, you know, you've touched base, you've talked to them, you can spend as much time as you want doing that. Something that I've never done that might be really nice is to open the presents that you and your family, like what presents you've sent your family, what they've sent you on FaceTime, so you can see each other opening them.
Yeah,
I think, just, yeah, don't feel like you can't be a part of it. Talk a couple times, you know, depending on the time difference, if you want to talk when they're opening their presents at Christmas morning, after Christmas dinner, throughout the day. You know, whatever your family's traditions are, you know, make it so that you're part of those parts that mean the most to you and would upset you to not be part of. I mean, it's not going to be the same. And I think anyone who's at this point in a relationship where you've moved, you know it's not going to be the same. But there are things you can do. So I think, yeah, make sure you're still included. Take advantage of technology. But immerse yourself in making new traditions and enjoying your first real holiday season with your partner.
I think it's also worth bearing in mind because... And there's always that tendency to feel like the grass is always greener. So if you are in this situation, it can be quite easy to think, oh, if I'd been with someone who was, you know, close, then I wouldn't be going. But it...
What, wouldn't be going through this?
Yeah, you wouldn't be going through it. But I think whenever you get in a long-term relationship and you live with someone, there's big change. So like... You know, where you grew up and you had Christmas at home and all that tradition, although you'll still visit them, it's still different. You know, like, you've moved home, so you're not most people aren't waking up at home on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. You're still making your own traditions with your husband, wife, partner. You've got to split time between both families. Who gets to see you during the day? Who gets you in the evening? We'll compromise. Like, you know, we don't see my dad Christmas Day every year. We don't.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not seeing my family at all this Christmas day.
Proper. Boxing. No. Well, no.
But normally,
my family's been 4 years.
Exactly. But so, you know, normally we have to compromise in my family between, I'll see my mum and stepdad on Christmas Day one year, my dad and stepmom on Boxing the next year. My sister's normally with her husband's family Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So, you know, we, and she isn't in a long distance relationship.
No.
You know, she lives 10 minutes away from our mum. But the Christmases that we both have are very different to what we grew up with.
And it's going to change.
And now it's even more different for her because now she's got 3 kids of her own.
I guess it just depends on your situation. Like,
well, no, the point I'm making is just don't fall into the trap of thinking, oh, because I'm married to someone who lives 3,000 miles away,
that's the only reason Christmas it's different. Is different. Yeah.
It would be different anyway.
Yeah, it would be. I think that changes as you grow up. I mean, you know, had we, I know we wouldn't have been the right age, but had we got married or closed the difference?
Distance.
What did I say?
Difference.
Distance. I don't know, 5-10 years before we did, you know, maybe when we were in our early 20s, or well, about 20, your parents still would have married. And so we would have only had one Christmas to think about because my family wouldn't be here. I mean, what we have now, because you have 2 sets of parents, because they both separated and remarried, is basically what most people have if they live near both their families. We got to spend with your set, and then we got to spend with my set. We've got 2 sets of parents to split it between.
Yeah.
When we go to America, we don't have to worry about any of that because your family is obviously not anywhere near. My parents are still together, so it's all in one place. Obviously, I prefer that because it's my family, but also because we're not like, oh, today we're here, tomorrow we're there.
See, for me, that's a difference because it can be quite overwhelming because we've never really done the big family thing. That my Christmas for me was, it would be parents, me and my sister at home, my grandparents might come over. You know, you do like the bigger,
extended.
Partly because your family is bigger, but I mean, when we went out there 4 years ago, we went and your aunts were there, your uncles were there, your grandparents were there. There's a lot of people there, and then the kids, I mean, there's really a lot of people there.
Yeah, I mean, my family is a lot bigger than yours.
And then because we're visiting and we're staying there, we're part of that.
And it's lovely. Network. It's wonderful.
It is lovely, but for me, someone who hasn't grown up with that, for you, that's normal.
That's, yeah, which is me, why
it's almost it can be a bit overwhelming. I think there's a lot. It's not just there's a lot of people here today. It's there's a lot of people here all the time.
Yeah, going. I mean, it depends on the years, but like, that's why for me, Christmas with your family can feel exceptionally lonely.
Yeah,
because there's only a handful of us. Like when we're with your mom and your stepdad, like, it's just the four of us
you,
all
it's
day.
It's kind of like Home Alone.
Like, yeah,
it's like the start of Home Alone when they're all prepping for the holiday next day.
There's so just, many people in this house, it makes me sick.
Yeah,
that's how
just
you feel.
A boatload of people there.
It's not quite, but they're not all staying there.
It's like you can never get into a bathroom. You know, it's just.
Is this just your chance to moan about Christmas with my family?
No, because I like it. It's good fun. It's enjoyable. I'm just saying the difference is for both sides.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even listen to this who's thinking, I'm the one going on my holiday to be with the person who's moved. You haven't got a right to not like things. There are still differences.
Yeah, but I think sometimes when you know, it's the exception, you're not normally with your partner's family on Christmas, you know, you have to it's your turn to make the sacrifice.
Yeah, of course it is. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that it's different for both sides.
Yeah, it is different. Yeah, so there's a lot more going on. I mean, I think the Christmas in particular you're talking about was actually the first Christmas we went back, which I think was 6 years ago. We went up to my aunt's house and my grandparents and their cousins.
It's just a fun day, but it's a lot to sort of navigate.
It's a lot more go.
You if really neither of us the personality type where it's a big problem, but for people who
maybe
shy or you just need your space, you're a little bit introverted, and sometimes just being around a lot of people can be emotionally quite draining because especially when you're the new face because. Everyone's got questions for you. Everyone wants to know what's going on. You know,
yeah.
It's not an interrogation.
You can feel a bit on the spotlight. You're the new guy.
But it's not just that you're in the spotlight. It's that everyone you talk to, you're in the spotlight with them. So, and when it's the whole day, if you're someone who could just feel a little bit exposed in that situation, it can be a difficult time.
Yeah, it can. I'm sure it can. Because you don't always like being... I mean, you're right. You have an outgoing personality, but you don't always feel like... You don't like be feeling like you're being questioned and things like that.
No, I don't like being questioned.
But yeah, I think something that we do... Because like I said, you know, Christmas here does... Even though it's really nice and your family is wonderful and they always buy me an obscene amount of gifts and the food's lovely, it's really quiet and lonely. I'm used to big family Christmases with a lot going on. And not only family, but like... My sister, so her husband's sister, married a good friend of our family's. My sister introduced them. So now, like, our extended friends are now our extended family. So it just keeps growing and growing. All Christmas is wonderful and lovely with your family here. Yeah, it makes me a little bit sad and lonely. So we just try and fill the days with as much wonderful things as we can. I mean, so here in England, you get December 25th and December 26th off. Christmas Day and Boxing Day, and there's a few days in between there until Christmas Day.
No, New Year's Day.
Sorry, New Year's Day.
Marry someone whose words you know what they meant to say.
Oh, be quiet.
Not what they actually say.
So, there's a, we usually, well, our, some companies shut during that time between Christmas and New Year's here, some don't. We always make sure that we've got that time off, pretty much. So we just really fill it up with nice things. Like this past year, we had a really nice time. The day before Christmas Eve, we went up to London. We went to like Christmassy shops and saw the lights in London. And we did some shopping and stuff, and it was really, really nice. And then Christmas Eve, we had our whole day together. We got the house in order. We did our Christmas Eve tradition, which is, if you've listened to the traditions episode, you'll know that's exchanging our gifts with one another, giving the dogs and the cat their present. Watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and having a Chinese takeaway or Indian takeaway, which is probably my favorite part of Christmas here.
And normally Christmas Day we wake up and go for a long hike.
Yeah, we go for a long walk in the morning with the dogs so that they're tired out, so we earn our Christmas dinner. Usually Christmas Day is with Rich's mum, and then Boxing Day is with his stepdad. Last year we did it a bit different. So there's 2 days full of family. And then we usually have a few more days before we have to go back to work. So we do nice things. We went to Canterbury. It's a really lovely historical city in Kent, about 45 minutes away from us. And so we went and had a day out there, had a big breakfast, you know, did a bit. We had some Christmas money, so we did some shopping. It was very cold and idyllic and lovely. We always try and have a day where we just eat chocolate because we always get a lot of chocolate from your mom at Christmas. And we usually buy some for ourselves as well. And we have a movie marathon. This is a newer thing we've done the past 2 years. So the year before last, we had an Arnold Schwarzenegger day. We watched like Kindergarten Cop, some Terminator films, Predator. Last year, we had a Mel Gibson day. I know you're not supposed to like Mel Gibson.
We love Mel Gibson.
But we love Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson fans unite.
Yeah, we watched some Lethal Weapons. We watched Ransom.
Did we watch Bloodfather?
I don't know, but we had seen that anyway. I don't think we did. And we watched Maverick. And, you know, I usually stay in my pajamas most of the day.
Maverick, you fell asleep.
Yeah, we got quite late. We watched a lot of films.
We watched What Women Want.
That's true. I love that film. We did. So, yeah, I'm just saying, find things that are just festive and fun and really enjoy your time together. It's a really wonderful time of year, no matter where you are. It's harder if you're away from your family for the first time. But it's really your chance to bond with your partner. You're vulnerable in that time. Vulnerable. I don't really know what that was meant to be, vulnerable. And it's a time for you and your partner to really become closer and decide how you're going to deal with this together over time, because it's going to happen a lot. You're probably going to find it harder than you think to get back home at Christmas once you have rent and or a mortgage, kids, you know, everything that comes with, you know, a relationship that's serious and long term. But we, you know, that's come to be a really special time for us. Even though I'm sad and I miss my family, that means I throw myself into, you know, into you and us, because that is what I do have in that moment. And that is very good. And I came here for a reason. So we milk it and enjoy every moment of that Christmassy time together. We play board games, video games, you know, it's just your time to really be together and you know, obviously still, like we said, be connected with your family back home. But make new traditions and just enjoy that time together, because it's the first time you're going to have it. And the thing is, you're going to have loads of holidays together. Like I said, ours have evolved. We've always kind of done the Christmas Eve, us exchanging gifts. We've always kind of done the takeaway that night or some version of that. But over the years, we kind of, so it used to be we'd watch Home Alone in early December, and then we'd watch Christmas Vacation on Christmas Eve. Well, now we have Christmas with the Cranks the night before that, and then we have Deck the Halls a couple nights before that, you know. So it's just these things we do, and we look forward to it every year, and I think we do fall a little bit more in love every Christmas. It's wonderful. I think we do throughout the year.
We normally have sex on the blanket around the fire too.
That's happened like twice, but I'm glad you feel like it's happened a lot.
I feel like it's a new tradition.
I don't think we can. We can't do that this year. We can do it when we get back.
Yeah.
And the New Year's is another one. I mean, back in, I don't know. New Year's always makes me feel a bit sad. I know.
I hate New Year's.
It depresses me. Bullshit. It's like, oh, another year where I didn't achieve all the things I wanted to achieve. You know,
You know what fucks me off with it is every year, and I know people who listen are going to be doing this because everyone fucking does it, but oh, this is my year. I'm going to do this.
I like it every year.
If you have to wait for a Monday or a first or whatever,
yeah,
you're not going to do anything.
I understand that, but I can also understand where people who try and do it from you think, okay, fresh start,
if
new
you
year.
Are going to do it, yeah, of course, fresh start, you know, it's a good time to reflect and, you know, have ambitions. But my little tip is just be manageable with it.
No, yeah, don't.
Don't go.
I'm going to make £1 million this year.
Or just writing down 20. You're going to completely overhaul your life in a year. You're not.
Okay.
Just
pick one or two things. We can do a life coaching episode next week.
Okay. Write to me for life coaching tips.
He would love to tell you what to do. My God. But New Year's is another, you know, nice one. I mean, we've identified that we are not New Year's.
It's not a nice one. We just stay home every year.
But we make it nice.
We normally have like a little picnic.
We do like a cheese.
Avoiding Facebook. Because that's the other thing. People just go out to these shitty clubs.
God's sake, you complain a lot.
To get in.
Well, we don't. I mean, I think it's probably a paranoia thing that my mom. We never went out really on New Year's Eve when I was young. We would go to a movie in the evening when I was little, like, you know, normal the dinner time. But we never went out because my mom was always thinking about the drunk drivers and stuff. So like, she didn't want to be on the roads. So I think that's one of the reasons I don't really like to go out. Yeah. Too. Oh, yeah, drunk people when you're not drunk is the worst. And we're not huge drinkers. We do enjoy a tip. Don't get us wrong. But
I mean,
we're not
New Year's really is just hell.
It makes me sad. I don't know. I just don't like it. So what we normally do, what we've done for the past several years, is we get a big cheese board with, like, salamis and olives and crackers and stuff. And we put on a really good movie. We have a couple glasses of wine or beer or whatever. This year we might be celebrating with some neighbors, so that'll be quite fun. But yeah, it's hard, and there's no way around that. I mean, that's the truth. It's going to hurt. You're going to miss your family, and you're not really going to know your place. You're going to feel like you're missing an arm a little bit. But
it's also an opportunity to make something new.
Absolutely.
Look at the positives. Don't worry about New Year's.
No, New Year's is shit anyway.
And yeah.
And
I think that wraps it up.
Yeah, I think so too. So everyone have a really, really Merry Christmas. If you do celebrate, have a lovely Happy New Year, even though it's not really anything.
If you need life coaching, hit me up.
Yeah, he's super positive. But yeah, we hope you really enjoy this time together and have some wonderful time together. Love you guys.